one look at your sports this morning in some football. A Carling Knockout Cup semi-final is on the board for Durban today. Richards Bay FC, the only KZN team still in the competition, battles Magesi FC, who have been impressive this season. Now, the Natal Rich boys haven't had a great start to the season, as they've managed just one win out of seven encounters in the Betway Premiership. In the Cup, however, Richards Bay knocked Sekhukhune United in the first round and Cape Town City in the quarterfinals, and could face either Mamelodi Sundowns or Marumo Gallants if they are successful in today's playoff. Coach Brendan Trutzer thinks and feels that any cup competition is never easy.
Any cup competition, you have to face the beast. City's one of them. Sekhukhune wasn't an easy game as well. I don't think there's any easy games in this league or this competition, so we'll take it as it comes.
So their semi-final today is at 3 o'clock at the Kingswelatini Stadium in Umlazi. Over to some rugby. England head coach Steve Borthwick says he's excited to see his team's response to last weekend's narrow defeat to New Zealand. He's picked an unchanged starting 15 for this afternoon's Autumn International against Australia. On the bench, hooker Luke Cowan-Dickie replaces Theo Dan, while wing Ali comes in for flanker Ben Curry. Borthwick says they could make a big difference.
The nature of Test rugby at the minute at the top level is that the margins are really tight. You know, the margin last weekend was the width of the post. So having experienced players, having those players with X factor, that's a real strength of this squad.
Ireland's impressive 19-match winning run in home rugby union internationals has been brought to an end with a 23-13 defeat to New Zealand. Josh van der Flair scored for the hosts in their first loss on home soil in 3.5 years. Will Jordan crossed for the All Blacks in Dublin. Closing off with some tennis, Coco Gauff will take on China's Olympic champion Qinwen Zhen for the WTA Finals trophy this afternoon. The American 20-year-old saw off world number one Aryna Sabalenka in the semi-finals yesterday, with Zheng defeating Wimbledon champion Barbara Krejcikova. This year's season-ending tournament in Riyadh has a record prize money of £12 million. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.